phosphorescence on awe, wonder, and things that sustain you when the world goes dark. Written by Julia Baird, read by Julia Baird. There are few things as startling as encountering an unearthly glow in the wild. Glowworms, ghost mushrooms, fireflies, flashlight fish, lantern sharks, vampire squid. Our forest floors and ceilings, our ocean depths and fringes are full of luminous beings, creatures lit from the inside. And they have, for many centuries, enchanted us, like glowing missionaries of wonder, emissaries of awe. Is there anything more beautiful than living light? Before science explained the phenomenon in its various forms, it was the stuff of myth and legend. Aristotle puzzled over damp wood that glowed in the dark. The Japanese imagined fireflies to be souls of the dead, or, more specifically, of samurai killed in battle. Sailors aboard ships gliding through luminescent blooms thought the seas were on fire. They spoke of burning seas, milky oceans, or smouldering coals on the water. Aristotle referred to exhalations of fire from the sea. In 1637, French philosopher René Descartes saw seawater generate sparks rather similar to those which are emitted by pieces of flint when they are struck. In 1688, French Jesuit missionary Père Guy Tachard declared the sparks were a consequence of the sun impregnating the sea by day with an infinity of fiery and luminous spirits, and these spirits uniting after dark to pass out in a violent state. Some observers, watching light trails spinning out from bows in the Indian Ocean, called them the wheels of Poseidon. For me, today, these lights are the perfect metaphor for flashes of life in the middle of the dark, or joy in difficult times. But in centuries past, they were sheer magic. Charles Darwin was awestruck when he saw, while sailing through the Rio de la Plata in the South Atlantic in 1845, a sea that presented a wonderful and most beautiful spectacle. The vessel drove before her bows, two billows of liquid phosphorus, and in her wake, she was followed by a milky train. As far as the eye reached, the crest of every wave was bright, and the sky above the horizon, from the reflected glare of the livid flames, was not so utterly obscure as over the vault of the heavens. No one attempted to seriously understand these mysterious occurrences until after World War I. During the conflict, tiny natural lights in the sea inadvertently aided war efforts by illuminating submarines. In November 1918, British naval officers sailing off the coast of Spain spied a large outline beneath them, glowing, outlined by sea fire, and attacked. This was the last German U-boat submarine to be destroyed in the war.